Work today, get paid tomorrow, only from McDonald's. They're hiring right now during recruitment days this Friday, November 14th from 9 to 5 and Saturday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Stop by McDonald's on Coffeen Avenue. Part-time and full-time positions available. Benefits include health insurance, IRA contributions, paid vacation, flexible scheduling, food discounts, tuition assistance, and more. And don't forget, work today, get paid tomorrow. Get to McDonald's, apply in person during recruitment days. This Friday, November 14th, 9 to 5, Saturday, 7 to 1 at McDonald's on Coffeen Avenue.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whitey.
Monday, November 10th, from Wyoming's Emerald City, I'm Floyd Whiting, and this is Public Pulse. This morning, we are joined by Sheridan County Chamber of Commerce Chief Executive Officer Teresa Dennymore, Program Development Director Kim Jacobson. Good morning, ladies, and welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
Now, how's the month been down at the Chamber, Teresa?
It's November 10th. You said that out loud. I'm like, how are we in November already?
I agree completely on that. I can't believe it. We're already in November. It's already getting chilly outside.
Yep.
But I would say the weather's holding up pretty good.
You know, if it can stay this way through Stroll,
we'll be in that would be amazing.
I'm putting in orders. I don't know what's going to happen. But yeah,
say prayers, find priests, anyone who can get this going. Before we go too far, one thing that I did want to ask, how was your Halloween?
It was good.
Was it good?
We dressed up a little bit in the office. Stephen about died.
What did he do?
He at least wore his Ghostbusters t-shirt for us. Okay. So we were all going to dress up, and he was just like, do I have to? I'm like, no, you don't have
to. Poor guy. He's a dress-up kind of guy.
No. We have so much fun with him.
He is probably one of the funnest people I've ever known in my life. I like that guy. Now, what can attendees expect from the final chamber lunch of the year? And that kind of shocked me this morning. Mm-hmm. As I wrote this question, I thought, final one for the year.
Yeah.
We don't have one in December because of Stroll, right?
Well, not a Stroll, but this is busyness.
Just flat busy.
Every office has office parties and so much going on. So,
and a lot of people like to take their time off right about now. So.
Yeah,
I can imagine not too many people are gearing up to go down and have a lunch. But what can we expect from this next one?
So ERA Carroll Realty is going to be our Platinum Community Partner sponsor. And Tom's going to give us a little update on the housing industry and kind of what they're seeing from ERA, which will be great to hear from him. And then also Aaron is going to talk about Whitney Benefits and the Pathways program that they have. And it's just, I've been part of the community group that's been along the way helping with this, and it's been really neat to see how the idea of getting these students and when they're in high school to engage with the companies right here in Sheridan County and Johnson County as well, learn what careers are here, what they have an aptitude for, not just what they're interested in, but what they have an aptitude for. There's a test, it's called U-Science, that the kids are not taking in school.
Wow.
And it lets them know what they are skilled at to help give them a career path and an idea. Because sometimes kids are just like, I just want to make it through high school.
Yeah.
I don't know what's coming next. They don't want a plan. They don't really want college, but they don't have anything in plan. So this helps them plan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here's what you can do. Here's our options. And not just manufacturing, but I have a freshman this year and she took it. And it was actually rather hilarious because they let me take it early on so I could understand what this was. So she comes home and she has all the same ones I do. I'm like, welcome to being your mom. And she's like, well, I'm interested in event planning, but I want weddings, mom, not what you do. Like, okay. So, but it's just neat because it was things that she hadn't necessarily thought of.
Yeah.
That she came up, she's got an aptitude for. Counseling was one of them. And she is good. She's a very calm person most times.
But, you know, the Army gave me something like that. And I think it gives every service member the ASVAB. I think that's what it's called. And it's supposed to kind of gear you towards your specialty, things that you're supposed to be successful at naturally,
right.
Talented, right?
But this is where it comes, and it also takes into your interest, too. So it's something not only are you skilled at, but you'll enjoy.
Yeah.
So it looks at both. And then this is where this is where the businesses come in. Now, how do we get these kids who have an aptitude in something that you have at your company and get them in there for internship, a job shadow, something? How do we start partnering? And this is what we're talking about at this Chamber Lunch. How do we start getting involved and get the businesses involved with these kids?
That's fascinating.
Yeah,
I would love to know how they came up with the questions that go into the test, just mm-hmm. to kind of try and find out how is somebody, you know, geared in their head. What questions would we ask to kind of determine that? And it just seems, you know, like that would be a bit of a challenge. You know,
oh,
Floyder wants to be a computer programmer. Well, turns out I'm a cobbler, you know.
I took it and I was cracking up because I had to take one with spatial different, I don't even know. And I told Rob, this is exactly why I can't back a trailer up with you. Because I have no idea where this is going.
That's fantastic. A challenge we all face at least once in our lives, backing up the trailer. Now, how did the partner or the chamber choose this topic with Kilbride? Like, did you guys sit down and decide, okay, this is probably the best way that we look at this program as a presentation because of, I mean, are we having problems keeping our younger generation here? And I know that's a heck of a question.
Right.
It's something that we got to be very truthful and candid about. Are we having trouble keeping our kids here? Are they going off to bigger places?
Yeah. And in fact, when Josh Durrell was here with the Business Council presenting to statewide, that's one of our major exports is what they always say, is our youth.
Really?
Not staying here. Mm-hmm. And you look at the stats and how many are leaving Wyoming. And we have kids coming in too. I mean, I'm a transplant. I'm from Iowa originally. But it's how do you – kids are going to want to leave, right? They want to experience life. But how do they come back? How do we get those boomerangs? They're rare. And how do we capture the ones that are staying, that think they have to leave when they don't have to? There are opportunities right here in Wyoming and showing them what's here.
That's a great point that you just made right there. I grew up with a lot of people who wanted out of the small town.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, once you get out of the small town, where are you going to go? And then I had those friends who didn't want to leave. They like where we all grew up. They liked the idea of being close to family. But what are they going to do?
Yep. Exactly. And that was my hometown. Half of them became teachers because that's what was available.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. So, the majority of the people that I grew up with are up at the mine now.
Yeah.
Same place our dads and our moms worked, just kind of falling into place, you know. Now, granted, fantastic work, great job up there, and you can turn an entire career out of that. But, again, around here, we don't have big mines or anything like that.
Well, and the mines have great opportunities with them, too. Looking at Spring Creek and some of those that partner, I think, 90% of their people who work out there actually live in Sheridan County.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's a heck of a drive.
Huge number.
It?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, there's a lot of opportunities in different industries. And I think that's what getting kids open their minds to, you know, what they can do here, not just, you know, this is what my mom and dad do. And so this is the only opportunities here in Sheridan County. It's opening their minds, everything that we have here.
You said the boomerangs are rare. Is there any way that the chamber is able to track that type of information, or is that taken care of mostly by the census office?
Census, as far as I know, because that's where we get our numbers from, the Business Council.
Okay.
I think that's what they're using.
Yeah, and they kind of mine it from that over there.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see Wyoming retain its youth, but I can understand where the kids are coming from. You know, I've said on here multiple times, my entire life I grew up thinking, you got to live in a city at least once, Floyd. You have to. That way you have the perspective to talk from it. And the older I get, I'm thinking, I don't have to do that.
Right?
I don't think that's a good idea.
I lived in a town outside Madison for a while. I'm fine.
You know, this is a nice little area. I think I'll just settle here and put some roots down. But that's what my daughter did. I mean, she grew up, she graduated high school and went south into Colorado. Now, she's not in like an overly populated area, but she drives to one to go to work. So, I, you know, same idea. She didn't think about sticking around. she left. So I really like this idea of sitting down and talking to these individuals. And it's been mapped. That's what this is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how will she present this? Just this is the way that we should talk to our children, or we're going to try and implement this into school, or?
So they've already started the steps of implementing into the school. And now we're starting into some sector partnerships. New West has been going on for a long time, the manufacturing partnership, and now they're starting a healthcare to really get industry's voice at the table on curriculum and what needs to be happening at high school all the way through college, what they're needing. And then that's another piece of this, you know, and so kids just keep engaging. Even if they need a 2-year degree out at Sheridan College, they can stay engaged right here locally still with businesses. So it's not just high school, but it's also even college level too with both.
Folks want to attend this. One thing that I always like to point out, you don't have to be a business owner to to these luncheons. And it sounds like this is a lot of great information. Kilbride, probably one of the smartest people in the city, going to get up there, talk about this, keeping our youth right here with these career pathway partnerships. How soon should people RSVP for this lunch?
By 4 o'clock today, if you can. If tomorrow morning hits, call. If something opens up, but we'll see what we got.
All right. And to do that, all they got to do is just give you guys a ring, or can I do this online?
You can do it online up until about 4 o'clock today.
All right. 4 p.m. today, folks. Make sure that you RSVP for this lunch, and this is good information. It's good information just to know.
Yeah.
You probably get a different perspective on different things, because if they are planning techniques and processes to keep the youth here, they must know why are they leaving. And that's something interesting that I think we should all know. Mm-hmm. Now, how have this year's Chamber Lunch programs supported professional growth here in Sheridan County from your perspective?
We put a lot of time and effort into looking at what information is needed, what resources are needed for our businesses. And so that's what every year when we go to plan these, and Kim's already looking at next year too, and charting out what are businesses asking for. When Kelly's in her meetings with members and they bring up, we're looking, you know, we're really struggling with marketing or some skill or some topic, she jots it down and brings it back to the office. So we are really documenting from any level we can. When any of us are out talking to people, trying to make sure we are bringing what is needed. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's just informational, like our business council wanting to know what they're doing and what the stats look like, you know, Sheridan County versus the state, you know, yeah. Things like that. They're just good to know. We always look for information like that that people need.
And knowing those numbers is a major advantage, because if we're down somewhere, we can try and figure out some way to get us back up, whatever that is. And Kim, when you sit down with these business owners here in town, you start looking at, you know, planning the lunches. What's one thing that they're all saying right now to your memory?
Well,
it's a variety. We are hearing a lot on retention right now, employee retention.
Yeah.
Very true. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you think that's a generational thing?
I don't know. I mean,
you
want to say yes, but is it? Regarding employment, it's just you have to find what's going to keep people there.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a problem getting people in the doors. It's how are we going to keep employees? And, you know, it starts at the top.
Yeah.
And I think that's a big thing. And, yeah, it's
I told hard. A bunch. I worked in retention for many, many years for the Army. And it was kind of a split job because it was on the civilian side. And I told a room full of colonels that it was their fault, and they weren't overly happy.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter was, you know, when you sit down, you look through all the books and you look at the effort that's being made, and there was none.
Yeah.
That's where, you know, and this was many, many years ago. We were at war. So yeah. People were coming back and trying to get out. You know, hey, I did my time. I want to leave. So retaining individuals is a challenge on every single front.
Yeah.
And it does start directly with the top.
Yeah.
You know, the colonels within the state who did put that as a priority weren't having as many problems.
Mm-hmm.
So I can actually speak from that platform. It does start at the top.
Yeah.
And also, I would admit that my daughter, I love her to death, has gone through a lot of jobs. Mm-hmm. And every time, it feels like every time I talk to her, it's, oh, I got this new job. Yeah. Check this out. This one's really going to work. And then the next time, it's the same thing, and it's the same thing. Maybe I should sit her down and say, what is causing you to leave?
Yeah.
Well, she can find what's better. She can look at the benefits of a next job and be able to do that. And we're seeing a lot of flexibility is what people need.
Oh, yeah.
With childcare and the way it is.
Yeah.
That's where a lot of employees want right now is flexibility.
The tides have changed. People used to get a career or a job, and you would be there 30, 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
Both my parents, my dad was a deputy for 30-something years, retired at 54, and enjoying retirement. My mom worked for the county and did that for 30 years. And you don't see that much anymore. And maybe there's just too much information out there. People can job search like you never could before.
Yeah.
And, ooh, that one looks better. I'll go to that. That one looks better. But how do you keep them there? I don't know.
And so I would think, you know, a city the size of Sheridan, we probably have this core group of employees that just kind of keeps circulating mm-hmm. through all these positions around everywhere.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I was talking to my kid and I was like, you know, when are you going to find something that you want to settle on? But then you got to think as a dad, when are you going to find something that makes you happy?
Yes,
that's
right.
The part
very true.
That's most important, I think.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people out there want to blame that next generation. And that's why I bring this up.
Mm-hmm.
But how many jobs, Kim, did you go through in your 20s?
Oh, gosh. So I, in college, I worked at a toy store for 3 years. After that, after I graduated from college, I started working for, it was called Medicaid with the county. And then after that, I went to as a probation officer for 15 years.
So you found your niche.
I found my niche, and I stayed there until we moved out here. And then I was at the YMCA for 4 years, and then I needed time with my kiddos. I did everybody else's sports events, so I needed time with my kiddos. And then I came to the chamber, and I'm expecting to stay here until I retire.
Yeah.
I like, and I know a lot of personalities aren't like mine, but I like stability,
mm-hmm.
and I like knowing what I'm doing. So if I get into a job and I know what I'm doing, I want to stay there.
Yeah. I'm the same way. Every job has a process,
mm-hmm.
and I like to learn that process. Once you learn the process, now make it more efficient.
Yeah.
Find those spots mm-hmm. where you can speed it up. What about you, Teresa?
I think I went through 2 jobs in my 20s.
Two?
I know. You should see my testing for personality stuff. I'm ridiculously loyal.
Yes. And that's what you need to find is the loyalty.
Yeah.
The loyalty. People have to be invested in their job.
Ownership.
I mean, like business owners, you know, they have their business and they're all invested. But how do you get your employees to be invested, I guess?
And that is a challenge.
Yeah.
How do I kind of give you an ownership of this?
Mm-hmm.
I will admit I worked in retail for a short period of time because I am not good at that. But it was in a leadership position, and that was one thing that we talked about frequently. Give these individuals a little bit of ownership, mm-hmm. and you will see the pride come forward.
Yeah.
On that, I got to take a quick commercial break. We're going to have more with our Sheridan Chamber of Commerce right after this. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
You know what makes a big difference in life?
I know, making smart money choices.
That's why First Federal Bank and Trust partners with local schools and organizations to teach financial basics.
They make it fun and interactive with free materials, bank tours, and real conversations.
And we tailor everything to fit your classroom or group.
I want to get started right now.
You can learn more at efirstfederal.bank. First Federal Bank and Trust.
Investing in strong financial futures.
Bricks and mortar, sticks and stone, a house is a house until you make it a home. Sandbox, hopscotch, yardstick on the wall, backyard soccer goal, laughter down the hall. This is Lisa Hansen with MC2 Realty. Don't settle for the first house that works. Let's find the one that's home. I'll put my years of experience and extensive knowledge of the local market to work for you. Buy or sell with confidence. Call me, Lisa Hansen, at 307-763-3964. And we'll start your home journey today.
Decker Cole is looking for a surface mine electrician. Do you have an electrical background and looking for a nice paying day job with great benefits? An MSHA certification for low, medium, and high voltage is required for this position, along with 1 year of experience performing mine electrical work and the ability to obtain a commercial driver's license. Applications available now at the Sheridan Workforce Center. Decker Cole is an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, this is Taylor, front of house manager at Frackleton's. When you walk through our doors, you feel it, the perfect mix of style, warmth, and confidence. And that's no accident. It's our team, polished, friendly, and ready to make your night special. From the greetings to the goodbye, we care about your experience as much as your meal. Sheridan's favorite place to connect, celebrate, and unwind. Frackleton's, where great food meets flawless service. Main Street in downtown Sheridan.
This holiday season, give your sleigh the gift of confidence on the road. Midas Tire and Auto is keeping you rolling safely through the winter weather while saving you big with these Black Friday deals for your wheels. Right now, get $100 off a set of four tires, including trusted brands like Toyo, Goodyear, and BF Goodrich. Plus, manufacturer rebates up to $100 from Cooper, Hancock, and Michelin. Keeping you safe on the road this holiday season. Midas Tire and Auto in Sheridan.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm your host, Floyd Whiting. This morning we're having a couple laughs with Sheridan County Chamber of Commerce Chief Executive Officer Teresa Dennymore and Program Development Director Kim Jacobson. Now, we were talking about your upcoming Chamber Lunch Program. Make sure that you get on there. RSVP by 4 p.m. today, folks. A great presentation is going to be taking place. Career Pathway Partnerships with Whitney Benefits. Aaron Kilbride's going to be the one making that. You don't want to miss this one. Moving on down the line, we do have a bit of a community event coming up. Maybe you've heard of it. The Christmas Stroll. All right. Now, let's talk about the celebration of 30 years of this.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Holy cow. What's going to happen?
It's going to be super exciting. We have we did our button unveiling.
Yes.
So the buttons are out. They are on sale right now. You can get those at participating stores or at the chamber office. But we're going to have people checking numbers from 8 to 8 again. So you can get out there early in the morning and do your shopping during the day. And then from 4 to 8, we'll shut down the street and have all of the goodies, the hay wagon rides, just the good Christmas fun.
Now, when it comes to what we're going to see down there, you've got s'mores going on.
S'mores going on at Grinnell. There's going to be chili, soup, cookies, hot cocoa. I mean, sweet tooth, you got it. You got the salty going. So many wonderful people are participating, and they have every year, too, which is great. And, you know, we're getting the spot set up down there. I mean, all the stores have candy canes and hot cocoa. I mean, your kids will be on a sugar rush all night. It's going to be awesome.
Can't leave that out. We want people to come down.
They can run it out.
Just
run it out.
Get a sled, find a hill, and let them go up and down all night long. That's the best way to do it. Well, you're going to have to run all the way to the top, too.
Yeah. They'll get to see Santa, too. Santa will be down there.
That's probably the big highlight. Is Santa coming in? They're going to be at the YO Theater, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and we'll have a daytime from 11 to 1. They can come down, too, if that fits better for your schedule. Mm-hmm. He's going to make two trips for us this year.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Now, Beans Howitt's the big 30.
Mm-hmm.
What was, and I don't know if you and I even talked about this, what was the theme for the window decorating?
Oh. We did, because I said we were super original, and it's 30 years of strolling.
That's right. That's right. That one, you know, probably took a committee to come up with that.
Maybe.
And I gotta say a shout out to Robbie has been on, Robbie Smith and Jim Schellinger have been on the committee since it started 30 years ago.
Holy cow.
So, and they still remain on there. Robbie's chairing it right now. They're just phenomenal to have.
Yeah.
Just the history of all of it. It's great. And we've had businesses that we're highlighting right now. You can look on our chamber blog that Steven's been doing for us. People have participated all 30 years.
That's incredible.
I think we've got about 10 businesses who have done it all 30 years. So we've got a little article on each one of them. It's fun.
Yeah.
Teresa, do you remember the first Christmas stroll that you took part in?
Yes.
When was it?
16 years ago.
16 years? You've been here? Wow.
I know.
How has it changed?
Oh, a lot has changed. The hours that we run the event, we used to do the horses and carriage rides and everything like that, which we had to get rid of because of insurance, but just the whole what's available down there, the amount of participation. You know, we used to have, I think, about 20 buttons come in, and now we have 80-some a lot of times.
Yeah. Wow.
Designs, and it's fun to see the kids. Just they look forward to it.
Yeah.
And they really get into it, and it's great. But it's just grown every year in participation. Last year, Zoila's got the little data software that you can see how many people are downtown.
Oh, really?
There's an official name for it. I call it the cell phone pinging thing. I'm technical like that. But 18,000 people down there stroll day.
18,000 people downtown people. On stroll day.
Yep. Someone was like, that's the entire town, Teresa. I'm like, yep. Mm-hmm. They were all down there.
That's pretty much everybody. When it comes to businesses benefiting from this, obviously they see a boon, but is it the boon that we all think? I mean, is it huge, people walking through the door? Or is it a lot of, hey, where's your button number? I need it. I got to go.
It's both.
Yeah.
They get a lot of shopping, especially that's why we kept it the 8 to 8, because people realize a lot of people were shopping during the day and checking their button numbers. Then that 4 to 8, when people are trying to shop and check button numbers, it gets kind of chaotic.
Yeah.
So they see a lot. They see you got to get good business off of that. And then the Saturday following too, it's just because people stay in town for Christmas Stroll, they end up shopping on Saturday too, going back and picking stuff up. So
that's interesting. A lot of folks stick around.
Yeah.
Which I didn't know.
When we do the Get Caught Shopping, which helps too, that you can win money by shopping locally.
Now, for those who don't know what that is, what is it and when exactly does that kick off?
So it'll kick off on Stroll Day, and it'll run the Saturdays through to the 13th.
Yes.
And we will be giving out, we have people volunteer. You don't know who they are, and they will look for you.
Incognito.
Yep, you have to have your stroll button on. Oh, I forgot to wear mine.
Yeah.
Kim's got hers on.
Stroll button.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Aren't they cute?
She did such a great job.
She did an amazing job. Yeah. Onwin did amazing.
Yep. So you have to have that on, and then you go out shopping, and our elves see you shopping. Then they stop you, and you have to pick a bag, and you win chamber bucks. Anywhere from $25 to $200.
All right. Now, before I let you go, real quick, where do I pick up a button if I don't have one yet?
At the chamber or any of our participating businesses that are registered with us for Christmas Stroll.
Now, real quick, let's just go down the line because we do have business before and after hours taking place. When and where will those happen?
Okay. So business after hours will be next Wednesday at
Fremont Toyota.
Fremont Toyota. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Business before hours.
We just had one at Compass, and then this next one is going to be FDL Consulting on December 3rd.
Yes.
Which is also my daughter's birthday.
Aw.
Aw, no.
All right. Now, one last thing, and then I promise I'll let you go. Legislative forum is coming up. That's really important. I do want to touch on that.
Yes. So if you are looking at talking to our legislators before they go down to session, we have a variety of people who come down. Education, most of them have already booked a spot, so has healthcare providers. But if you have something you want brought up and talk to them about ahead of time, this is a great way to do it because you have all of them at once to really talk about the issue, what you might need.
Is there a deadline on getting questions to you or anything like that?
It's not questions. So this is your opportunity to present to the legislators.
Okay.
So we aren't necessarily...
It's not a Q&A at all.
They will ask you questions, which whatever they want to ask is fine. We just time it. You've only got 15 minutes. So if you want a little slot of time to be able to come in and talk to everybody, call Steven.
Now's the time.
Now is the time, yep.
All right. I want to thank you both so much for coming in and speaking with me this morning. It's always
thank
a good
you.
Time having yeah, you guys in here. Thank you so much. I greatly appreciate you. All right. When we return, we're going to speak with the Downtown Sheridan Association. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE at 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Building a strong financial future starts with knowing the basics.
That's why First Federal Bank and Trust partners with schools and organizations to bring financial literacy to life.
We offer free resources tailored to your group, interactive bank tours, hands-on materials, and real conversations with our banking professionals.
It's a smart, practical way to prepare the next generation.
Learn more or request a speaker at efirstfederal.bank.
First Federal Bank and Trust.
Investing in strong financial futures.
What would Christmas be without tradition? Without the comfort of home, the joy of family, and smiles of children? Open your heart this year during the 26th annual Christmas Wish Campaign. Due to temporary circumstances beyond their control, some families, friends, and neighbors will struggle to make ends meet, let alone have a Merry Christmas. It's tradition for the Christmas Wish Campaign to bring the spirit of the holidays to those individuals. In the past, we've assisted several people with everything from bills and food to clothing, Christmas trees, and toys for children.
Please send your Christmas wish nominations and donations to P.O. Box 5086 Sheridan or submit them online at SheridanMedia.com as soon as possible. All wishes must be submitted in writing and must include your name and phone number. There are follow-up questions our committee will need to have answered to properly assess each wish. Wishes must be received by Friday, November 28th.
Partners for this year's Christmas Wish Campaign are First Federal Bank and Trust, Heartland Kubota, Advanced Auto Body, Wyoming Corporate Office, Odell Construction, and A-Line Roofing and Exteriors.
Traveling for the holidays? Well, this holiday season, Sheridan is offering even more ways to fly. From November 25th through December 1st, enjoy three daily United flights between Sheridan and Denver, morning, mid-morning, and evening. And booking your flight is easy through United.com, the United app, or United reservations at 800-United-1. Tickets are also available on Travelocity, Expedia, Kayak, and other booking companies. This holiday season, fly local. Fly Sheridan.
Hey, Sheridan. Ready to kick off the holidays in style?
The Downtown Sheridan Association presents the Holiday Kickoff in Pink, November 13th, 14th, and 15th in Downtown Sheridan.
3 days of shopping, sipping, and celebrating with special promotions, festive surprises, and exclusive deals you won't find anywhere else.
And don't miss Saturday's Give Local Day, where you can support local nonprofits by shopping at participating businesses.
So grab your friends, grab some pink, and shop local this holiday season.
Downtown Sheridan Association's Holiday Kickoff in Pink, November 13th through 15th. Let's support local.
It's time to start planning your Thanksgiving holiday dinner. If you want to pick up some of the best meat and produce in the area, you'll want to drive out past Parkman this Saturday to the Aberdeen Exit Market. They'll have young Montana-grown turkeys, chickens, and ducks, as well as raw honey, creamed honey, beeswax, homemade bread, eggs, and vegetables. The Aberdeen Exit Market this Saturday. For more information, see their ad in this week's Country Bounty.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse, proudly brought to you by our friends out there at First Federal Bank and Trust. I'm your host, Floyd Whiting. For our second part this morning, we're joined by the Downtown Sheridan Association Executive Director, Zoila Perry, and Promotions and Marketing Committee Chair, Michaela Heath. Good morning. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Zoila's all bundled up in here.
Is
it a little chilly? I've got
it's just a bit chilly. I'm still wearing my Halloween costume.
The Eskimo.
Yes,
running
the
around.
Eskimo. Yes.
How did the Monster March go?
Oh, I think it was really good. It was a big success in our on our end. We had the Main Street closed. And the feedback that we have received over that has been tremendously. People loved it. People could go back and forth. Kids running around. It just made it more festive.
And not having to worry about the cars.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Now, does it feel like this is something, because I know this is something that you brought back.
Mm-hmm.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Last year was the first year that DSA
took over.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Does it feel like people have been waiting for the return of this thing?
I think so. I think it just creates a fun environment to go trick-or-treating, and you're all kind of in one area.
Yeah.
So you're not having to, like, go to houses. It's not dark out. Like, you're not driving. You just feel very safe, and you run into people that maybe you hadn't seen before in a while. And so your kids get a trick-or-treat together, and parents can kind of hang out. And with the street being closed, it did give kids that freedom where they could kind of go store to store, and the parents could still watch them.
Yeah. Yeah. So the kids kind of appreciated it, too, on that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't need to be glued to my hand, Mom. I totally understand that. Now, when we look at upcoming events, some of the contests, well, before we get there, costume contest. There was a costume contest.
There was.
Do you happen to have the winners?
Yes. So for the infants, we from infant to 2-year-old, we had this cute little, I mean, all the costumes were so cute, but the judges picked Ratatouille. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Okay. It was so cute. He was in a little wagon, and he's all dressed up like a little mouse, and then he's standing there cooking. Like, he has his little kitchen utensils cooking. It was so cute.
That's adorable.
And then the 3 to 5-year-old was a werewolf. And actually, there were twins. I didn't see the other twin, but their mom did a really good job with getting them all great hair. So it was so cute.
Some of the best.
They had, like, silver hair and just... Oh, it was great.
Some of the best costumes are the homemade ones.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, the ones where the moms and the dads really put a lot of effort into it, and the kids just shine. That's something that I always enjoyed, doing at the house, was just creating the costumes for the family. You know, it took a couple months, gave us something to do, and everybody could use their imagination. Fantastic time. Now, let's talk about Reach. What role did Reach and the food trucks play in creating a community atmosphere downtown for this year's events?
So the food trucks, it was nice to have them there because there was families coming in, arriving on Grinnell Plaza about 9:30, ready to start trick-or-treating. And our stores have very specific instructions not to start trick-or-treating until 10:30. So it gave them the opportunity to grab something to eat before they went downtown. But then the Reach one, that one's a sensory tent.
Yeah.
And it was really good for people that, one, have not been, had seen it before, to say, oh, my kid has a disability. Let's go put, you know, they have autism or whatever that may be. He needs a timeout. Let's go have a quiet place for them to unwind.
How great.
So it just brought another sense of our community, right? So we know this is a need. How can we help implement that? And provide a safe space. I mean, we're an open community. We're here for everybody. Main streets are for everybody.
Yeah.
Right? So how can we help them feel safe in our downtown too?
Whose idea was that? What a fantastic Reach, idea.
I'm not sure exactly when they came to be a nonprofit, but they were part of Third Thursday this year as well. And they're the ones that reached out and said, hey, can we come and set up our tent at the event? And we're like, yeah, that'll be a great thing to add to what we already have. I mean, lots of noise, right? Kids will need a little break.
A little overwhelming,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we thought it was a great for them to be there.
I think it's such a great idea to also have some food down there to get something a little more healthy before we all start getting
more than
candy.
Guinea?
Yeah.
Because I am the guy who's, you know, this chocolate bar is enough for me for a while. I'll be able to eat that. Now, another thing that is underway, and it is going on this month, right? The Shop Small Shopping Spree.
Yes.
Tell us about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So the entire month of November, if anybody supports a downtown business, whether that be a retailer, art gallery, salons, restaurant, bars, any business located within the downtown district, they can send in a copy of their receipt to 307-336-7595 and be entered to win a $1,000 shopping spree.
Where's that spree going to be at?
They can choose up to 3 downtown businesses to split the $1,000.
So you can pick all 3, or does it have to be
$1,000? You can pick whatever you want. If you want to go spend $1,000 at Verdello because you want to get all these awesome food items, right? You can, or you can split them up between Kid Curious and Epic and Cottonwood Kitchen.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
How fantastic is that? Yeah. All right. Now, one more time, real quick, Makua. give me the quick summary of just exactly what I've got to do again.
Take a picture of your seat from any downtown business and send it to 307-336-7595. Any day during the month of November, you get one entry per receipt. Now, if you shop during the Christmas stroll, your receipt counts as two entries. And
Keep going. Sorry. And
if you shop during Small Business Saturday, your receipt counts for three entries.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, to go a bit further, we have put a map of our downtown district on our Facebook and Instagram so people can see which stores are in our downtown districts. Not many people know that Ridley's is part of our downtown district. So when they go grocery shopping, they can also get a chance to win $1,000 in groceries
if
they
want
to
go.
Yes. Yep. Yes. We do not count Walmart, Scooters, anything that is not in the downtown district. Go look at our map and see if you're not sure if a store is within our downtown district. Go check that map out.
So every item that is bought for Christmas this year has the potential to be a winning receipt.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, when's the deadline? How long is this going to be going?
It goes till the end of the month because we'll be, November 30, how many days are November this year? I don't even know. Anyways, the last day of the month. And then we have a couple of days to input our data in, the final numbers. And then we draw on December 5th.
Okay. December 5th is going to be the day that it's drawn. You'll notify the winner. What, that day?
That day. And then we won't make an official announcement to the community till that winner comes in and picks up their gift cards.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. That's actually a fantastic idea. Okay. So when you look at events like this, are you seeing them draw a lot of folks downtown? I mean, is this, yes, it's fun to do. It's great to get people down there. But I mean, do you really see tangible numbers?
So we do. We have people, so for the Monster Mash, right? So we can definitely see that downtown. There was a lot of pedestrians downtown. It looked there for a minute. It looked really quiet because we didn't have any vehicles. So yeah. People weren't really walking over each other on the sidewalks. But looking at numbers, we felt like we had about the same amount or more than we did last year. And, you know, just the freedom of walking around, people really enjoy that. Now, for the shopping spree, people are already coming downtown. They're getting ready for the holiday season. And that's when we can kind of see more of what they're, not specifically what they're buying, but we know that they're supporting a local business. So that's our goal, to bring in people downtown to help support them before they go shopping on the big stores.
And, I mean, I think that's one of the great things about having such a close-knit downtown, I guess you'd call it a district, is the ability to hold a downtown-wide events like this. How long does it take you to really get this laid in concrete, ready to go? When do you start working on this every year?
That's a great question, Floyd. Now that I have staff, we can work on them about a year out, right? Have our goal is to have our calendar events out by January, and we did last year too. So we're not trying to like work 30 days out or whatnot, but the shopping spree, this is our fourth year doing it. So we already have all those details that we have. Now for our next event that we will be talking about, it's kind of been a month notice, but it's been just trying to get the little small details put together and bring something new to the community.
Is that which one is that?
Yes, that is the Holiday Kickoff in Pink.
Holiday Kickoff in Pink. This is something new.
Yes, it is definitely new. I had two business owners approach me to say, hey, you know, we have this idea. This is the Kickoff in Pink comes from Pink Friday, which is a national event just as Black Friday or Shop Small Business Saturday. A lot of the retailers really all over the United States do this. So it's technically the Friday before Black Friday, where they get people to come downtown to shop before they shop the big stores. But for us, we decided it would be best to do it 2 weeks before the stroll. One, to just kind of give people some time in between the events. But there's some other stuff, other craft shows that are happening that day. that we thought, why not kind of tag on to that to really help people come downtown. So when you go to a craft show, sometimes me, I go to a craft show, but then I'm like, oh, I don't think I want to go downtown, right? So this is a way to get them to come downtown. They're already out, so why not bring in people downtown?
Yeah.
So what we're doing is, we are...
Drum roll.
We have some participating businesses that are going to be giving out special promotions that day. So they'll start out Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of great deals. So do you want to talk about what Kid Curious is going
to
do?
Yes, absolutely. So to tie into the whole event, you have to be wearing pink to receive our deal, which is really cool. So a lot of the downtown retailers will also be wearing pink to kind of just, you know, tie into the event and really show the support. And so Kid Curious wants to include the rest of the community. So if you wear pink on Thursday, you get 25% off your favorite item. On wow. Friday, you get 20% off a favorite item. And on Saturday, you get 15% off your favorite item. So wear pink, get some really great deals from Kid Curious. I know Real Deals is doing the more you spend, the more you save throughout the weekend, which is kind of fun. And then Epic Collection, they are giving out coupons for like a bounce back coupon. So spend now, but then come back later and get a save more.
Oh, okay. Okay. I didn't know what a bounce back coupon was.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, when exactly is this going to be kicking off?
It's going to take place next.
This Thursday. It's Monday.
It's Thursday. Yes. Wow. So it's this Thursday. We also did get some matching sweaters that say support local that we will be wearing because this is a unity, right? We're trying to get a promotion as a downtown as a whole. And so this is a great way to really show that community support. Like, we're supporting small businesses. Come downtown, check it out. Come do your wish list before the stroll. Mm-hmm. But then also on that Saturday, because we do have a committee meeting. So our committee met and then they decided to give local on that Saturday. So that Saturday, some businesses are partnering with a nonprofit and they will be providing some other portion of their sales back to them. Or having them at their store for the nonprofit to provide information about their organization. So this is just another way. Our retailers are fabulous. They donate year round. And so this is just another token of their appreciation. You know, come support local, and they're also giving local.
And this is, you know, something that I really like and something that we touched on earlier in another show quite a while ago. She told me she was going to save it all for you. So,
yes,
which I like. But at the same time, what a great way for the local businesses to kind of help these nonprofits who, you know, right now, there's a lot of them who are really struggling. You know, certain funding getting cut off across the board. So get down there, folks. Shop. Learn, and if you can, donate a little bit. Now, is this a national event? I only got 2 minutes left.
But yes.
Is this a... Okay.
So the pink event is normally the Friday before Black Friday.
Okay.
So we kind of took that Pink Friday and kind of made it our own, which would be 2 weeks before Black Friday, to really bring people downtown and show their support for our downtown.
So it is a national event, mm-hmm. but we've kind of taken it and made it
yes.
our own.
Yep.
I love it when we do things like that. Fashion it a little bit more. Make sure that you're wearing pink, folks. I know everyone's got something in the closet that is pink. Somewhere. Believe it or not, I've got... you remember the Barbie movie?
Yes. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I've got Ken's Canuck.
We'll expect to see that.
It's a heck of a sweater. All right. Is there a message you would like to tell shoppers as we get into this major shopping season for our Sheridan downtown?
I mean, Christmas is here. Whether we're ready for it or not, Christmas is here, you know, and businesses are definitely ready to help you find your perfect gift for your loved one.
Yeah.
So.
There's only 3 Saturdays in December, so you guys need to come downtown early and shop early and show downtown your love.
Absolutely. I would agree with that. Don't be like Floyd, folks. Don't wait till the last minute to go Christmas shopping. You got a couple months. You got a couple Saturdays left. Every Saturday's got something big going on. Head down there. But this Thursday, make sure you're wearing pink. Yes. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in this morning. It's always a pleasure seeing you.
Thanks, you.
All right, you've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Since 1935, First Federal Bank and Trust has been a cornerstone of Sheridan.
And to celebrate 90 years of community commitment, we're donating $90,000 to 10 nonprofit organizations in Sheridan. Each month through November, we'll honor our legacy of community support by investing in a local nonprofit.
This month, First Federal will award $9,000 to the Community Cupboard.
90 years, $90,000. Community commitment at its finest. Visit eFirstFederal.bank, member FDIC.
Shan Foster with Country Pet Inn and All Around Canine Training. Part of your job is to bridge the communication gap between humans and dogs.
I have this like obsession with trying to interpret why a dog's doing what it's doing. Even though they do possess so many similar emotions that we do, they also have them for different reasons. Some of the behaviors that dogs exhibit may look like they're doing something based on what we would do, but it's the opposite. Sometimes you just say, here, look what just happened right there. That's why she's doing this. And the owner will go, that is crazy. Yeah. I wondered why she did that. They look at me like I'm magic. It's not me. It's the dog.
Well, it requires somebody who has that knowledge to kind of like turn that light on.
Yeah, I consider myself the liaison between a dog and human.
Well, and it's one of those vital things where, you know, without that, they'd never get there.
Yeah, in a lot of ways, you're right. All I'm trying to do is enhance the relationship.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty cool job to have.
Learn more at countrypetinn.com.
Mossholder's Design Center is running its final dining room sale of the year. That means you can save on all in-stock dining room furniture and have a brand new look in time for Thanksgiving and Christmas. Mossholder's also has a large in-stock selection of bar stools, so you can add seating for all your guests this holiday season. Even if you can't find your perfect set in-store, Mossholder's is discounting all special orders too, so you can order the style that best fits your home. Shop early for the best in-stock selection and have it in time for the holidays. That's Mossholder's Dining Sale, going on now. Mossholder's, furniture is our passion.
This time of year, everything in Wyoming gets tested. Your patience with the wind, your brakes on the ice, and especially your roof. At Brandon 307 Roofing and Exteriors, we know Wyoming weather, and we make sure that your roof passes the test. Our metal roofing, impact-resistant shingles, and expert work keep your cold out and the comfort in. Working with insurance, we take the hassle out of your hands. Go with the name you know. Call Brandon 307 Roofing and Exteriors or visit us at Brandon307.com. Brandon 307, branding Wyoming, one home at a time.
Wyoming basketball fans, single game tickets are on sale now. Whether it's the Cowboys and Cowgirls driving to the basket or sinking that clutch three, you won't want to miss a moment of the action in the Dome of Doom. Get your single game tickets now and be a part of every big play, every buzzer beater, and every victory. Cheer on the Cowboys and Cowgirls this year by visiting GoWild.com/tickets.